And it's all over. Full time. 1:20 apiece that has finished here in Croke Park. It is a draw in what probably is the standout tie of the championship in 2019. It's a share of the spoils. What a thrilling encounter. But Donegal had the chance to win it. We're not going to be overcritical on Donegal today, because Martin McHugh, given what Donegal had to deal with this week, knowing the loss of the three players, that they wouldn't be here, Owen Van Gallagher, Paddy McGrath and Neil McGee, Donegal stood up. They put in a super, super gallant performance today. They were absolutely brilliant. They're out in their feet out there. A share of the spoils. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I have to say, great credit to them. Great credit to a man who's, I wouldn't have given them any chance before the game. You know, Kerry are the one team being tapped to do well, to, you know, to do well against Dublin. So you put it up, you know, you feel if you had the other players, and they give a real, real big battle. It was a real battling performance. Now Kerry will feel that they're good enough to beat Mayo or to beat Meath the next day, because Meath have lost their two games to date, and that they'll win that. So it'll come down to a big game in Castlebar. Suppose a draw will do Donegal. With that performance there of the day, you know, it gives you great heart. Great heart. And I mean, Michael Murphy had a big game, Ryan McHugh had a big game, Sean Patton had a big game, Paddy McBurdy in stages, you know, we talk about the big men. But the other players, Darrow Beale today came of age, in my opinion, with the performance he had when he came on. Owen McFadden Ferry, great first half. Stephen McMenamin, will anybody else do a better job on Clifford today? What a Clifford get, 3 points, 2 from play just, 3 and 1 from a free. So give credit, you know, this is men's coming of age. Owen McHugh, he had a bit of problems early on with Stephen O'Brien, but then he came to grips and he got hit for. We lost Jason McGee again to injury, and Q McFadden. There were two midfielders we lost today to injury, and we had our full back missing, our centre back and Owen Van Galler, you know, missing as well, you know. So looking at it from that point of view, and then, you know, Kieran Thompson had a good second half. Poor first half, good second half. Niall O'Donnell, the black card, he was doing really, really well. Jamie Brennan didn't have as good a game, but won them two important balls frees. And then Michael Langan, I thought, another player's come of age today. So I think it's great. They're coming off down here below us. It's just hateful we didn't won it when we had that chance to get it. And I hope, Oisín, we don't love to regret it, because that one was a big chance to beat Kerry and Croke Park, and a big chance to get us the 4 points, and would put us in a brilliant position. Probably will you be through because of scoring, you know, everything else, you know.
And listen, the teams are walking off to a standing ovation and a round of applause. Ryan McHugh deservingly is getting man of the match here in Croke Park for his performance today. He's covered every blade of grass here in Croke Park. He's got in with 2 points as well from play. He was even contesting around the middle of the field against some of the big, big Kerry players. But Brendan Kilcoyne, your thoughts on that game? A super, super performance by Donegal. But do you feel they'll be disappointed that they couldn't get the one?
Yeah, I think the general body language of the Donegal players coming off the field was that they're disappointed that they didn't get over the line. That said, it was an absolutely superb performance. It was a brilliant game of football. Both teams put everything into it. And listen, Donegal might be somewhat disappointed they didn't close it out. You might go back to Michael Murphy's chance that maybe he could have taken a goal in the 71st minute. He took the option to take a point. But Michael Murphy was superb today. His two long-range frees early in the second half really set the tone for Donegal at that stage. Ryan McHugh was just unbelievable. Like the runs, he drops the shoulder, his ability to take on men, it was just fantastic to see. So I think Declan Bonner and the Donegal management team, you know, they can accentuate the positive here. They've been superb. They can take an awful lot out of this game. They went in, they lost three key defenders going into the game. They lost a couple of key players during the game, and they brought players on, and the players that they came on did really well. Listen, there's still some work to be done defensively. When you concede 120, that's going to ask some questions. But if this is against Kerry, this is against a Kerry team that destroyed Mayo last week. So an awful lot of positives to take out from this to Donegal. They can work on these, and they can try and tighten things up at the back, and they can look forward to going to McHale Park with real hope in a couple of weeks' time, and to making an All-Ireland semi-final that really is in their own hands.
Okay, Martin, I'll bring you in. There was questions about Donegal coming into this game, and likewise about Kerry, that this was going to be the big, big acid test of where exactly Donegal are. What sort of answer did we get today?
Ah, yeah, definitely. You know, answer. I mean, we take it that Dublin are in a different league to everybody else, but you take it an answer. You know, brilliant. You know, I'm very, very proud of them. You know, proud of everybody in Donegal. You know, because that was, you know, we were hoping to say keep the score down. You know, before the game, we know when we heard that, you know, we knew Paddy McGrath wasn't going to be lining out. Neil McGee then missing, and losing Owen Bannon, a big blow during the week. But this, there's something about this Donegal team this year, and I know it from my own house. there don't be a lot said and nothing else said, but you just know the things are exactly right, going well. And you know, Stephen Rocher, in fairness to him, has been a big, big plus in there. He's different. It's a different angle now. He's a big test for 2 weeks' time now. He's coming up against the players he manages and he knows. Look at, I think,
does that benefit Donegal?
Well, I think looking at the two teams today, now it's going to be difficult. It's different to play here, Oisin and Brendan, it is to play in Castlebar. And it's going to be different. It's going to be harder for the smaller men. The Ryan McHughes needs to get as much, get going as much and everything else. But the thing about it is that these other players come of age. I think that we look at it, that the draw of the day, you say, right, Kerry beat Mayo by 9 points. So you're going to have to beat them, you know, by more than that probably. And whenever, well, the Meath thing, depend on Kerry and Meath to get to finish top to avoid the Dubs, if you know what I mean, if we're lucky enough to do that. But that's, you know, that's where this game I think goes back, and that's why I'm a wee bit down now, because I just thought it would have been unbelievable going up the road if we'd have won it, you know. And we had, you know, look at Kerry, probably had a lot of chances, a couple of goal chances for us. But do you know who arrived today? He made one mistake. Sean Patton has proved today that he's every bit as good as Stephen Cluxton was last night, you know, and these other players. But I think that looking at it, you know, we have to be proud of our footballers in Donegal. And there's a lot of other footballers out there that are maybe not available and everything else, not available to us and everything else. So when we look at it like that there, we see the thing here, Kerry plus 10, Donegal plus 9. That's the way it is going into the last day in Mayo. So look at, I don't think Mayo, and I'm not being here doing in Croke Park, because looking at them today, their legs look, they're on, you know, but they'll be very difficult. So if their physical power, they'll be far more physical than Kerry were the day. Far more, they're very, very physical. And Brendan, you know that, you live beside them.
Well, the caveat to that is Mayo are going to get a week off, Martin, for the first time in maybe 5 or 6 weeks, and that's bound to refresh them. Also, the word coming out of Mayo is that Matty Ruan and Dermot O'Connor could be back in action for Saturday week kind of thing. And obviously going to Castlebar is going to be a massive attack. This Mayo team have been a great team for the last 10 years and they will come back with a big fight. But just on the back to the Donegal performance today, I think they can take so much out of this performance today. They really played exceptional, you know. And we know about Murphy, we know about Ryan McHugh, we know about Patrick McBrearty. But what impressed me too was Michael Langan stood up in the second half. Oisin Gallen came in off the bench and kicked two beautiful scores, like real footballer inside corner forward scores. From a limited supply, he did really, really well. So there's an awful lot of positives. Stephen McMenamin, I thought the job he did in David Clifford was phenomenal. Like he dogged him for the day. David Clifford will not want to hear Stephen McMenamin's name mentioned for the next week, because he really did a tough job in him.
He's the new Neil McGee, actually, coming on. He's taking over that.
He's a hard man. He's a hard man. He's old style fullback kind of player, so he is, and he really is a big addition to this Donegal fullback line.
Yeah, okay. Gentlemen, Manu Martin's feeling a bit down. I'm excited after what I've seen. We're still in the championship here, and we're going to go to McHale Park with a spring in our step after that performance, Brendan.
I think we have to go to McHale Park with a spring in our step, get the crowd down the road, make sure the Donegal people get behind Donegal for this game in McHale Park, because Mayo will pack the ground out that day. We know what they're like, and it's so important that Donegal people row in behind this team. There's a feeling beginning to come like 2012, like 2014, and it's important that the Donegal people back this team and get to Castlebar, get their tickets early and get down there.
Yeah, and it's a great feeling to have. So we're going to wrap up here from Croke Park.
I'm just watching the goal, just quickly, the goal that Owen McHugh is blowing for over Kerry. Jimmy Brennan had it first. If he hadn't touched it, Owen McHugh would have tapped it into the net. Yeah. That's how close we were, Oisin, to getting coming out of here with victory. But anyway, it's a touch. Just Jimmy Brennan's tip of his hand touched it.
Yeah, listen, we've had some good days in Croke Park here, and this is up there, but the result, the win wasn't there. It's all over at 120 apiece. A share of the spoils. Donegal and Kerry share top spot in the group, and there's one round of games to go. There's a great buzz around this Donegal team and around the county at the moment, and basically we're going to McHale Park in just under 2 weeks' time, and the message is, get the Donegal supporters out there, get them to Castlebar and get behind Donegal as we look to return to an All-Ireland semi-final.